Let's put our declaration up. We're going to do a quick, well, we have our declaration scriptures. I don't want us to forget those. Our 1 Peter 1:23 on the TPT translations. For through the eternal and living word of God, you have been born again, and this seed that he planted within you can never be destroyed, but will live and grow inside of you forever. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens, fortifies, sustains, energizes, equips, and empowers me. Somebody say, I can do all things. Mark 9:23 in the Message Bible says, Jesus said, if there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. Somebody say, anything can happen. Now our declaration, let's read it together. Father, I thank you for the word. As I receive, meditate, and obey your word, I become the word. Then I can do what your word says I can do. I can have what your word says I can have. The power of your word impacts my family for 1,000 generations. Amen. I want Gen to Gen to be a church that's mature in asking, a church that's mature in faith. It's very easy to appeal to the emotions, especially in this age, by just saying, hey, it's a blank check, ask for that Bentley, ask for that mansion, ask for all these things, amen, and appeal to the emotions of people and give you kind of a false hope and a just a materialistic perspective. And I believe that this nation and a lot of Christians are just really overly saturated with materialism. Yes. Amen. And if we're not careful, we will give like kingdom people. We will give tithes and offering. I'm not saying that God doesn't want to bless, so don't think I'm retracting on that. But if we're not careful, we'll give like kingdom people, tithes and offering, but we'll spend like worldly people. Because we are so caught up in this age on imagery. And on images. As a matter of fact, I was reading earlier that because of social media and the introduction of social media, people literally operate and have mental, emotional issues because of what they see. Amen. A snippet, a picture of somebody on a trip, a car, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They see these images, and because people perceive that as the life to live, they actually suffer depression. That's not the will of God. That's not the will of God. That this perceived image of success and this look, this brand, this style equates to success. If we're not careful, we'll get caught up in that world where it's more about what we acquire than who we are as Christians. And then we read the scriptures that say, whatever you ask in my name, that I'll do it. And I'll give you scriptures in a moment. But we've got to interpret that properly, because it's not a blank check. It's whatever you ask according to my will and what I'm doing. Oh, let me give you that scripture. I'll just go there right now. I got a few scriptures to give you, and I'm going to do better with the broadcast team. I'll publicly, amen, confess that I'm going to do better and confess my sins. John 14:13-14 is one, and it says, and I would do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son, and you may ask me for anything in my name, and I would do it. And we take this as a literal, I can ask for anything. Let me tell you, and you know, just step back for a minute, you know that's not true. So you got to look at the original text to find out, because the word of God is true. So what does that mean? Because if you could ask for anything, my mother would have been healed from dementia. She'd still be here today. There are things you've asked for that you never received. So you cannot live on the literal translation of that scripture. Because if we could ask for anything, we'd all be millionaires right here now. The parking lot will be full of Bentleys. And y'all be walking in here with your What's that purse? That it's the Chanel and the what? The Birkin purse. The house be full of Birkin purses. We were in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. Pastor Gail told me, I know you got me downtown because I know you, and I'm a sport of secret. You plan on taking me to that Chanel store. I know you do. So I know that's what you don't do. So we might as well just go there now and knock that out. Now, I wish I'd have bought a Chanel years ago when they were less expensive. If less expensive equates to a Chanel purse. So you can't have everything you ask for. And if we ask connected to God, he'll direct our asking, but we got to get out of this bubble, this materialism, this desire to have what we perceive and what we understand as success. Matter of fact, you can get on such a track, amen, of what you feel as though success, you will become dissatisfied with where you are now. Because of what we see on social media. And some of them people ain't even where they pretend to be. They're not in Italy. It's a green screen. Amen. And it's a snippet of time. We saw that, and I'm going to leave Will and Jada alone, man. I'm going to leave them alone. That's the ideal of a black marriage. They just have such a wonderful marriage. And then some of the people they defended Will getting up there smacking Chris Rock. He should have, yeah, smacked that man. And he did, because of alopecia, he wasn't sympathetic. And then here come Jada, said, we ain't lived together in years with a full head of hair. Because of the images. And brands have caught on to this. And so what brands do? Brands gets influencers to influence our purchasing decision. Kim Kardashian came out with Skims for Men. She partnered with the NFL and the NBA. She's already a billionaire, but she came out with Skims for Men. She had athletes in the Skims for Men. These guys had six packs. I mean, chest muscles. I know y'all ain't looked at it. Y'all saved and all that. Y'all ain't seen this. You ain't seen nothing like it. You weren't looking. So I'm just looking at the ad. You ain't seen it. I know you haven't. I should have put it up, but I know you haven't seen it already. Because an image can influence us. You ought to have wisdom enough that if you put them Skims on, brothers, we ain't gonna look like that. That's hours upon hours upon hours upon hours and days and weeks in the gym. But they know, and Hollywood knows, that if I can give you an image, and I can brand it and have an influencer pitch it. And in that one day, she sold sold out over 30,000 sets. Some had six packs, some had one. But what is she selling? She's selling an image. She's selling an image. So where do we get our image from? Where do we get real value? And what's really important? And as Christians, that's what we have. That has to be ground zero. That has to be where we operate from. Not the materialism, not status symbols, not what presented on us that you need this and you need to have this. We should operate from a place where Jesus says that what you ask in my name and under my authority, that is what I'll give you. And then if we start there, God adds the rest. I'll show you in the word. Let me give you the Message translation of John 14, 13 through 14. It says, "For now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am," here's the value system. Here's what sets and makes us who we are and give us the image that we should want to be like. "For whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it." Let me read it again. "For now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I'm doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do it." We talked about the power of ask last week. Amen. And how when we ask according to the will of God, that's in our declaration statement. Amen. And our faith statement, that faith only works where the perfect will of God is known. Amen. So when that word gets in, you can ask according to his word, what he's doing. Amen. We've been talking about growth. Amen. So anything that helps your spiritual growth, helps your love grow, helps your marriage grow, helps your family grow, those heavens have been opened. Amen. You should ask. Ask from the position in Christ Jesus that he's doing it. He sets the image in my life, and I ask from that place, not from a place of trying to look better or to compete with others or being persuaded by marketing strategies to get into this materialism. I'm asking from a place of what Jesus is doing. So that's different. Not to consume it upon my own lust. Not to compete, not to have it, but anything that God gives me, because I ask from a position in Christ, he can give it to me, and I'll give it away. I'll give it away. My wife and I, we gave a car away one time. We gave a car away. Anything God gives you, Father, I'll just give it away. Because it does not ascribe to me value, not on that level. My value, my image comes from you. Now let me show you what God does. When we really manage and properly are positioned in our ask. And that's the maturity I want us to come up in. Generational. We talked about last week how some are the architects, some are the builders. Amen. But wherever you are, you got to govern what you have. Amen. Here's 1 Kings 3, 9 through 15. And we looked at this last week where God comes to Solomon and he in a dream and he says, "Ask what you want. Ask what you want." Amen. And here's what Solomon asks in 1 Kings 3, 9 through 15. He says, before this, he says, "I'm young, I need help." He says, "So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. He was pleased. Why was he pleased that Solomon asked for this? Because it was in alignment with what he was doing. It was in alignment with the will of God. Amen? Amen. So we should do an assessment of the things we have before God. Where does that ask come from? Where does that ask come from? All right. So I want to be able to govern because ask is not, and see, sometimes we're so frivolous with ask. And I know the Bible says ask, and we should ask, and I'm not diminishing that. But sometimes we're frivolous, and we just ask for stuff and just ask for stuff. And really, amen, don't have the infrastructure to even govern it. It takes a lot to manage $1 million. Lord bless me, $1 million. And I'm saying that if you're believing for $1 million, you need to plan for $1 million. Anything you ask for, you ought to plan for. Amen. If faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen, anything you ought to ask for, you ought to prepare for. All right. The Lord was pleased with Solomon that he asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked, you could have asked for anything, but since you have asked for this and not for long life, selfish, that would have been, give me long life, get this kingdom. Forget my position as a kingdom, give me long life. Or wealth, what? For yourself, make me rich, Lord. Nor have asked for the death of your enemies, given that opportunity to get back at some people. That's self-centered. Amen? Even though sometimes you want to get some people right. And if you get a pass. But the Lord said, but for discernment in administrating justice. Because you've asked for that, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for. Because of the position by which you've asked for the things according to my will, I'm going to give you that. You want a quick answer to your prayer? Find out what God is doing in your family and align your ask with that. Find out what God wants to do in your generation and align your prayers with that. I'm almost done. Moreover, I will give you what you're not asked for both I'm gonna give you wealth and honor so that there that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David of your father did, I will give you long life. Then Solomon awoke and he realized that it had been a dream. I'm going to give you what you didn't ask for because you asked properly. Because of your heart. Of your heart. Here's another key to this. I'm going to bless you, Solomon, because what you've done is asked to govern what you already have. You've asked to have wisdom and be a good steward of what you're already in. You want to manage where you're at. And you're asking to further that. Let me say this. If you're not governing what you got, why would you want more? I know, man. I need a bell. You're on a plane and they ring that bell to fasten your seatbelt like when you just, there's a teen, there's a future. You've got to posture yourself. What are you doing with what you have? What are you doing with what you have? Because if what you're asking for is going to introduce more in your life, where are you with what you're governing now? But the Lord didn't say that. He just said ask. Amen. I'm going to ask. But with asking, I want to bring some sobriety to asking. I want to bring some maturity to asking. God wants you to be a good steward and a good governor of where you are now. If you don't understand finances at a $50,000 level, how will you understand finances at a $500,000? I don't want us to walk in self-deception and greed. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians walk in greed. They just want more and more. Want more and more. I have good credit, and I always get these credit line increases. And I take credit line increases, and they just give them to me. Why? Because what it does, it offsets the percentage of credit used. I don't use credit. I don't keep balances. I keep balances like on my rental property. We keep balance because it offsets the rental income. Amen. But just because you're giving more, I'm not going to use more. How do you manage the credit right now? Maybe the prayer should be to govern where I am. To get control of where I am. To be a steward of where I am right now. Because with your asking and receiving, the Lord does not just dispense blessings like a samples at Costco. The Lord comes back and assesses what he gives you. And just like he gave a talent 5, 2, and 1, he comes back and says, what have you done and what have you managed with what I gave you? Have you increased it? Or did I heal your credit and now you're $80,000 in debt? It'd be better next week. We'd do something. We'll come up with something. We'll come up with something to make people shout. We'll come up with something. What are you governing? Where are you getting the picture of success from? What is your measurement of success? What are you building that's generational? Amen. Mature. Let's be mature in our asking. I remember my grandmother used to tell me because my Jewish clientele, I was really into the Jewish clientele. They were about 16, 17 years. I was a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs. And people used to say this term, and it's not a good term. And I'm not with this term. But I said, do they ever try to work you down? My grandmother said this. She said, when we were living, grandfather came from the South. They lived in what's called the trailer parks, which became the projects later, but it's the trailer parks. And they said Jewish people would come on carts with clothes, selling shirts, selling clothes, selling things. And it wasn't them trying to work you, it was the people trying to work them for a better price. But what they did is they sold the clothes out of the carts, movable carts, mobile carts, until they could buy stores. When they brought stores, then they were able to expand to other stores. They had a generational plan. Why am I sharing that? Your ass should be connected to a generational plan. Not just to better. I mean, it's okay to want your life peaceful. You want your life prosperous. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying what is the long term of what you're asking God for? God is so great, man, that he wants to give you something that lasts from generation to generation. So our asking could be so much larger. As long as it's coming from a proper position, it should be so much larger than what we're currently asking for. Because most times, amen, a lot of Christians just ask really for things that bring personal comfort. Am I all right? You all right?
I need a better house. I gotta get this house. Ain't wrong with having a house. I gotta get this bling. I gotta get this. I need that. And you know, my personal comfort. Let's seek God. Let's center ourselves in Christ and ask from a position of what he's doing. Let's plan our ask. Not just off the cuff, let's plan it. If the president called me and said, President Biden called, he called you and said, I want you to come and ask me what you want me to do for you and this nation. I'm gonna give you an audience, and I want you to come and ask me what you want me to do for you and what you want me to do for this nation. And whatever you ask, I'm gonna do it. Think about it for a moment. Would you just shoot it from the hip? Or would you say, okay, I'm meeting him next week. Okay, let me think about this. What do I need? You know, I would talk to my wife. I said, babe, what do we need? What should I ask? I got to ask him one thing for us, one thing for the nation. What should I ask? You know, you give that some real thought, some real planning. And then you would think about what's the implication when he gives me, because he said he was going to give it to me. He said it was his will to give it to me, the president. And so I got to think about the implications of what I'm about to ask for. What's the effect of what I'm about to ask for? Okay, now I got to think about the nation. Okay, what do I really want for the nation? I plan it. And so if you would plan for the president to give you what you asked for you or the nation, how should you plan when you go before God and ask? Lord, you said ask. That's weighty, because responsibility comes with that. Accountability comes with that. There's a lot of things that come with that. So you know what? I want to weigh this. I want to target my ask. I want to target that. And then there's one thing, and I'm coming in real close. There's one thing to ask for it. It's another thing to govern it. What will it take for you to govern the thing that you've asked for? One thing to ask. There's another thing to govern. Amen. Come on, let's stand. Good. I just want us to be mature. I believe God's going to release some great things over this balance of this year, and in 2024, I believe 2024, hear me, people of God, I believe 2024 is going to be a record-breaking year. Amen. I believe it's, and I heard, and I just found out that it's a leap year. And I love leap years. Leap years are so prophetic for me. You know, leaping forward, leaping ahead. I just love leap years. They're just prophetic. It'll be our 10th year of ministry. I believe God's going to break records. Amen. Look at what God, look around. Look at what God has already done. I believe it's going to be. So don't lose focus on this growing series and this growing in faith and growing, but be mature and target. You want to see the manifestation of your prayer? Get in alignment with what Jesus is doing. Because if you ask for things for status and how things look and what you perceive as prosperity, then you'll be frustrated in your prayers when you don't see the manifestation. Because you'll say, hey, it's harvest season. Why am I not receiving this? But I'm presenting this message. I'm doing this today, amen, so that you can target what you're asking. Give thought to what you're asking for and be willing to govern what you ask for. And if you've fallen short, amen, in what you're currently handling, amen, that's okay. Amen. Repent, say, Father, I know I'm believing you for more, but I have not managed this. And so I repent of that. And then God will bring healing to that. Even if it's financial healing, you need it. I've told my story when we closed down the studio. It was almost $200,000 in debt. The creditor was calling me. $200,000 in debt. They were calling me, and I was answering the phone. I ain't send them the voicemail. I answered the phone. I said, Miss Stewart, you owe so-and-so. I said, you know what? I do, and I apologize. I am so sorry, but we're going to work this out. Amen. Every one of them. And in 3 years, amen, God bless, I was able to cover that whole $180-some thousand in debt. And then what did God do? I did that, amen. God prospered us again and all that. Why? Because I governed where I was, positioned me, amen, for another blessing, amen. All right, let's pray. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, give us wisdom here. We just don't want to approach the throne of God frivolously, influenced by social media, influenced by what we perceive as a successful image. Our image comes from you. And it's about what you're doing and how you're moving. And so, Father, we pray, God, that you give us wisdom, and we search your word, and we search your heart. We know you want to bring good things into our life. We know you want to bring blessings into our life. So give us wisdom to govern where we are, to steward where we are, be faithful over what's in our hands and under our influence so we can be trusted with more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. You said in James, if anybody lack wisdom, let them ask of you. And so we ask you for wisdom. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and you give it to us liberally. You give it to us, Father, because we ask. Father, give us wisdom to deal with our marriage, to deal with our relationships, to deal with our children, to deal with our personal finance, to deal with our emotional health, to deal with our physical health. In the name of Jesus, give us to govern, Father, well. Give us to govern with wisdom. Give us to govern with precision and accuracy. Father, cause maturity to come and growth to come. In the name of Jesus. And Father, it is your will and your word to bring healing. So we pray for everyone that's experiencing sickness, any physical, emotional setback. We release the healing. Now that's what the will of God is. So come on and release the healing of God. Release miracles. Release the signs and wonders. That is your will. We ask for that and receive it in Jesus' name. Bless our personal finances. Give us strategy over wealth. That is your will. Give us to govern where we are today and set ourselves up for our future. We ask for wisdom and governing authority over what we have and where we're going. And Father, last, we thank you for the ability to prepare. Whether that's taking a class, whether that's doing some research, we prepare for the very thing we're asking for. Oh, my God. We prepare for the very thing we're asking for. We prepare ourselves. We prepare our finances. We prepare our hearts. We prepare our minds in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Come on and worship for a moment. Oh, thank you, Lord.